listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Landon. Bob's not in the studio this morning, but I am. Wake up. It's Saturday morning. We are going to learn some good stuff this morning. Let me give you a couple call letters. We always have to give our email. People need help during the week. This broadcast called Lifeline. We want to make sure you can have a lifeline. Do you have someone you can call, someone you can link up with? If you need to contact us during the week, all right, if you want counsel, if you want help, if you're having troubles in your marriage, in your life, in your health, in your wealth, it doesn't matter what it is. We've dealt with the same things you have through life. We've dealt with all these subjects year after year after year. Dr. Bob handles most of the calls because I work a lot. So hit us up on Gmail. It's trylifeline@gmail.com. Any counsel you need, any help you need to find a scripture verse. Someone told you some mess you need to know. Look, does the Bible really say this? Is it true? Is it in scripture? Where is it, guys? trylifeline@gmail.com. Okay, you can also send your checkamonial if you want to sow in your seed to Lifeline. That's Lifeline 1603. That's Box 1603, Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. I will give them again at the end. Let's roll with our teaching. Listen, call somebody, wake them up. Tell them, hey, man, go on WCNO.com right now, WCNO.com. If you do that, you can click live broadcast and you're in, no matter where you are. You can listen to us right now, WCNO.com. You're in with this broadcast. You're listening to everything getting taught this morning. If you're local, just turn on 89.9 FM. Call your friends. Say, man, I know you're driving to work. Turn on 89.9 FM right now. We're going to learn about the devil. People don't talk about the devil no more. People don't even think he's real. He's so slick, he's got America thinking he doesn't even exist. Taking us out right and left, and we don't even know it, okay? So we're going to talk about that today. I'm going to give you some phone numbers, too, because here's the deal. As I go through this teaching, there will be parts where I will stop. And I'll say, listen, if you're tired of your life getting beat up, really, if you're tired of your marriage going down the tube, if you're tired of your kids don't respect you, your house is not in order, you don't even know how to do that. Job's just stressful. You're going to bake pies all day and it's just the worst thing you've ever done. It's the most stressful life. Everything's eating. It's all mental. The devil's on you. He's riding you like a camel. Yeah, it's all mental. He's beating you up and you don't even know it. So as I go through this, when there's parts where I'm going to say, look, call in, I mean it, man. I want you to be made free of this. Not set free. You set a bird free. You set a lion free, a tiger free. God's going to make you. He transforms. He goes inside. He doesn't set you anywhere. He's already set you on this earth to do what you're going to do. He's going to go in you and transform your likeness by his word. The minute you call and say, listen, I'm serious, Landon, I'm done. I'm done with it, man. My life, you're right. My life is shambles. When I sit back and look at it, the night when I lay down and I review my day, it ain't good, man. I'm getting so beat up. It's terrible. Well, when you have a chance to call up here, you change that. I want you to call up here and really accept Christ. If you've done it years ago and hadn't been following him, hadn't been walking with him, really don't care. There's no compassion in your heart. There's no love for him. You don't crave him. You don't read his word. There's no evidence that I have a real relationship with him. There's no evidence that I want him. There's no evidence that I desire Christ, Landon. I don't even live in any form or fashion godly. I never think about Jesus in the course of my day. If that's you, when I say call, call. Change it, man. Change it today. Make a commitment. Start walking. Listen, now's the time because the world is going to get worse. I don't know if you've opened your eyes, but we're in some serious weird stuff going on. Anybody can marry anybody. You can marry a chair, a donkey, horse. Things are getting crazy, man. If you're not opening your eyes, things are absolutely getting absolutely crazy. Anything goes. Anything goes. I was at work yesterday. I walked in the break room. The newspaper's laying there. Some little white boy born in Chicago or whatever all of a sudden thought he wanted to be part of the Islamic regime. So he's got this plot to go into the the Pentagon, White House, whatever. He had it all plotted out, man. AK-47s, how's he going to go in? How's he going to sneak in? What is the attack going to be? That's absolutely nuts. And he doesn't grow his hair. They had a picture of him. He looked like Islam. He had this little scraggly beard. He can barely grow a beard. He's barely old enough to grow a beard. He's like 19. But you know what I mean? That's deception. That's the work of the enemy. That's fine. That is the lie being molested. That's the lie. Devils come in with the lie, and we will not only take the lie, but we'll start building an empire on the lie. We'll take that lie and say, man, I'm going to make this lie work for me this way, this way, this way. We'll concoct and think. If we put half the effort into that we do Christ, you wouldn't have to worry about it. Jesus is the one alive that works on your behalf. Okay, so listen, let's just pray and let's go ahead and roll with this teaching. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you now. I realize I am just a man like everybody else on this planet. I have no special supernatural power to bring anybody anything this morning, but you do. And the spirit of you in me can say what it wants, do what he wants, and bring people whatever they need. So through you, I yield myself right now. I surrender 100%. I am not a perfect man. I'm not the holiest angel that walked in here and sat down, but I want to surrender right now, Lord. I'm going to be clear and translucent in front of everybody. I'm just like everybody else. Well, maybe not as bad as some of y'all. I'm a pretty good guy. But anyway, I just want to yield, Father. I just want to surrender. I want to give it all up right now. If I've said, done, thought anything in the last week, and this applies to everybody listening to me, if any of us that are listening that want to be communed with you, that want to hear from you, want to be touched by your spirit this morning, want to walk in your ways, learn from you, acknowledge you, receive your Holy Spirit, if anybody in the sound of my voice that's listening and wants to commune with God and see God and meet God this morning, if we've done, said, or thought anything unworthy, any lustful, any sinful, any bad, any negative, any judgmental, forgive us, Lord. We're asking your forgiveness now. We're asking 1 John 1:9. We're confessing our sins. We want you to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that we may be vessels fit to be used right now in our cleanly stage of repentance, to hear from you and to operate in your ways and to bring your word to the people. And that people can receive from you, because they just now cleanse themselves by saying, Lord, forgive me. Simple words. Lord, forgive me. Lord, help me. Lord, cleanse me. Lord, be with me. So I pray that for each and every one of us this morning, Lord. Thank you so much. You have an enemy. I'm going to say it again. You have an enemy. His name is the devil. You can acknowledge him. You can ignore him. You can say, well, I don't believe he's there, therefore he didn't exist. It doesn't matter. Because then what happens is you open up little cracks and that joker comes in like a cockroach. He's a nasty, vile, disgusting liar. You have an enemy that wants to come at you and I from every angle. You can't give this guy an ounce. He's a nothing, but you got to know how to have tactical maneuvers in the word of God, by the word of God, spoken word out of your mouth, to resist him and to make him flee. I'm going to teach you that this morning. The devil's dead set on destroying you. Here's what the Bible says. Let's get on to the Bible. Let's not get on to what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. Let's talk about what the word says do. Okay? The Bible says this very clear. The devil comes. He's got three purposes. To steal, to kill, and to destroy. If any of that sounds like you now, if your life, if your finances, if your marriage, if things have been stolen from you, if things have been killed in your life, a lot of you lost your children before you. You're still alive and your kids went to heaven. That's a terrible thing. If you've experienced that killing, if you feel like he's destroyed you, if there's times when you were on top of the world, now you're nowhere. And you go up and down. I build myself back up and then I crash. I build myself back. Who do you think is doing that? God will sustain you and keep you stable. The Bible says Jesus will establish you. See, when you're not established in the word and established in your relationship with Christ, that you're led by the truth. You know why you need the truth? You know why you need the Bible, or Jesus? It is the truth. We don't know the truth. Even when Jesus went to the cross, I don't know if you guys know the story. He's going to get crucified. This guy, Pontius Pilate, Jesus said truth, and Pontius freaked out. He said, what is truth? This guy's the head of the Roman government. He's leading everything in Rome. And he goes, what is truth, man? What is that? You know, that's where we don't really know it. The things you hear, you don't know if they're true or not. You have no foundational evidence anything anybody tells you is true. The word of God is the only thing I have ever found in my 40-something years of life that is absolutely 100% true. When I follow it, it works every single time. And when I don't follow it, let's say I sow bad seed, it works the exact same the Bible says now. What a man sows, he shall reap. So when I sow bad seed, I reap bad stuff. It works every single time. That word of God will never let you down one iota. Trust me. I've proven it on both ends, the good end and the bad end. It's true to what it says no matter what you do. It's going to work just like the Bible says it's going to work. So the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Now that's the devil's attributes. That's his characteristics. Now Jesus said right after that, there's a solid colon there. Not a semicolon, not a comma, a colon, which means I'm going to make a statement one way, then I'm going to come back and I'm going to oppose the statement with the power to oppose it. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I came, though, that you might have life. Wait a minute. So because he came, I have the offer of life, of real life, of good breath, of good health, of good lungs, of good children, of life, of joy, of peace, of a household that's not in turmoil, of a household where we don't talk about divorce. It's not even an option. We don't even think that way. We just love flows through the house. That's life. I have an opportunity if that landed for real. Yeah, big time. I've lived in both houses. I know this works. I'm not coming here to tell you what somebody else taught me. I, unfortunately, was very stubborn, very stupid, and I learned all this the hard way. So I really know it works. All right, I've put it to the test. Jesus said, not only do I come that you might have life, okay, but I come that you may have it more abundantly. Abundantly. In good measure. Overflowing. Not lacking. Not where you're waiting and wondering, oh my God, is it going to make it? Am I going to make it? Are things going to... No. You're going to have life, and you're going to have it overflowing. It'll be an abundance where you don't have to worry about the well running dry. The creek won't look like it's about to have no water. So, now's your time to call. Listen, if this is you, if you're hearing what I'm saying, but it just don't seem right, it seems too good to be true, it's way out there far from you, then you really do need the help. Seriously. And the devil, here's how he works. He's going to do everything he can. Right now, he's releasing every little minion, which are these little guys that work for him. He's releasing every little demon he can to try to stop you from making that phone call. I'm telling you how it is. He's doing everything he can. He's telling you, don't worry about it. You're driving. It's not safe. You can't be doing that while you're driving. Don't do that now. The kids are in the other room. They'll think you're crazy. You know your husband told you not to do this stuff. He don't believe in this stuff. If you want divorce in your house, you call that phone now. If you call that phone now, your husband's going to hate you. He told you never to call them people and blah, blah, blah. You know, he's coming up with every lie. Remember, Beelzebub, the father of lies. That's the title, the word of God. The Bible gives him a title. That's the name, and that's what it means. He's coming at you with everything right now. You hear me on the radio, but you're comfortable in bed. You pull the cover. It's cold, man. These covers feel good. I ain't moving, man. I'll call him next Saturday. Every lie is coming at you. You need to break it. The way you break him, the way you resist him, you do it. You don't think it. You go, man, devil, I'm tired of your monkey tail. I'm picking up the phone. I'm calling, and I'm renewing my spirit. I'm renewing my relationship with Jesus now. And I'm going to start today. I'm not getting any younger. I'm going to commit on the radio. I want other people to know my name. Therefore, I know I have a church family out there, whether I know them or not. They know that Sherry called, let's say. And I said on the airways, I'm going to start today. I'm going to walk with Christ again. I'm tired of being pimped by the devil. I'm tired of being pushed around. My finances aren't working. My health has been bad. I lost my husband. I'm tired of all this. So today I'm starting fresh, Landon. You're right. I'm taking authority back over my life. I'm going to get the word back in my life. I'm going to get the Spirit flowing in me richly where I can speak the word with authority. The Spirit's not in you. You can speak the word all day. You're just speaking words. You have to speak it with Jesus' authority. He's the power. He's the authority. Listen, let me give you the scenario real quick. There's two now. We just talked about the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus comes, you might have life and have it more abundantly. So here's the deal. Let's talk about the devil. Number one, devil. Devil equals what? Steal, kill, and destroy. That would be things being taken from you. If your fruits aren't multiplying, but they're diminishing, if things are being taken from you, your good job, you lost it. That big raise, you lost it. I used to have extra income from these properties. They all went south. My health, I used to manage to play tennis, used to golf. Man, I'm just like, oh my God, you wouldn't believe how my health has changed. It's being taken from you. Some of it voluntarily. Some are smoking yourself to death. Some are drinking yourself to death. You think God's calling you to do that? You think God said, I come to give you life. Why don't you take that thing and just cloud it with the stuff and put the tar in your lungs and make it where you can't breathe? I really appreciate it. I'm trying to give you life. You're trying to kill yourself. You're working against me. How can I work for you when you're deliberately working against me? Okay, that's not God. The devil's doing that to you. But see, we don't know this. No one's exposing this. No one's preaching this in the pulpit or on radio or whatever. This is not a popular subject. This is not a feel-good, man, that guy's awesome. Well, I heard him preach. It made me feel so good. This is not. This is truth. Many things that should have grown and flourished in your life are now dead. You know what that's called? Killed. Many things. I've got a lot of relatives. I got relatives that have lost their sons when they were 16, 17, when they were young, 20-something. Yeah, that wasn't supposed to be. God didn't put a hit out on them kids. But the devil wants to destroy families, see? He hates a covenant, he hates a bond. When you make a covenant with God, the devil hates that. Because now you've got the actual God of the universe, the true Father, protection on your life. You made a covenant, a blood covenant with Christ. He hates that. So to replicate that, when you make covenants with a wife or a spouse, when you make covenants to live up to, he hates a covenant relationship. He wants to break every one of them. Drives him nuts. You can't take it anymore now. Now you've had it. I mean, I've had it. You don't understand. I've lost a child. I've had this. I've battled cancer. I used to have a great job. I used to be CEO for such and such. I'm barely making it by. I'm cutting out things and food stamps, and it wasn't for the help of other people. And you know what that's called? Destroy. You can't take it. I can't take it anymore, Landon. It's destroying me. So what happened? He's stealing from you. He's killing you. And now he wants to destroy you. He's killed your spirit, killed your hopes, killed your dreams, killed your Christianity. The main thing he wants to do is kill your relationship with Jesus Christ. That's the biggest deal. All these other things are sidelines. He makes all them plays on the football field just to make you think that God won't love you. God, you can't trust God. How could God do this to me? Excuse me. All that crazy stuff. If you're under these characteristics, you're under demonic authority. I just gave you the characteristics according to the Word of God. Jesus said it, not me. Now, Jesus also said, but I come, Jesus Christ, me, that you may, here's his characteristics. We just talked about the devils, now here's the Jesus ones. You'll have life. You'll actually possess life, fun life, life worth living. I'm excited to get up. My family loves me. My wife brings my coffee by my bedside every morning. I don't make her. She's not under a rule or authority to do that. She does that because she loves me. I get up every morning. I'm the guy that makes the lunches for the family. I get up. I pack my lunch. I pack her lunch. Make the sandwich. You know why we do that? Just love, man. Because of Christ now. If we weren't in Christ, we were in our flesh, we'd never love each other that much. We do stupid little things like that, and it just keeps the joy and the peace, and it's so nice, and it's just like, man, it's like the Warren and June Cleaver thing. People pick on us. But it's all because we have life. We have it more abundantly. Actually possess it. And while you have life, it's flourishing. It's abounding. It's overflowing. It's in good measure. You know what I mean? It's in good measure. I think I told this story recently, but within the last couple of months, a buddy of mine that I know, he walked into my job and brought me 5 pair of polo pants. You know how expensive those are? Here, Landon. Here, I don't want them anymore. I got on some crash diet, got real skinny, working out, blah, blah, blah. You're about the size I was. Here, man. Awesome. Awesome. 5 pair of polo pants. I mean, just no reason. God just walked in and blessed me. Why? I have life. I have it more abundantly because I'm in Christ. I'm telling people about Christ. I'm trying to live the example of Christ. I'm preaching about Christ. You know what I mean? He'll bless you like that. If you're not living that life, you need to call up here. I'm telling you now. You're blowing it, man. I've lived all the different walks. The bad ones, the Satan ones, the trying to make it on your own ones, the work yourself to death ones. Living in Christ is the only way to have peace, joy, patience. You have that calm. You have an understanding. There's wisdom. Let me tell you something. Get into your Proverbs and start finding out. There's wisdom. Christ gives you wisdom. He gives you understanding of things. Things that make no sense to other people, you understand. There's a calm in that. It keeps the storms out of your life, man. Don't tell me you don't need that. This is absolutely crazy. No one's called up here. I know how the world is, and I know how people think. I deal with people all the time. I'm counseling heathens and people in my own church. All kinds of people. And I hear the deal. I see the deal. People in trouble. People in church are in trouble. Man, I got people in church that can't stay off stuff, and people in church that are struggling in their marriages, and just like you guys, same thing. And no one's calling up here and going, man, God is the answer, and I need the protection. You got to be kidding me. And you think the devil's not a liar. That joker's lying to you more than you ever know. 221-1100. 221-1100. 888-221-8990. There's somebody who's tired of the lies of the devil. Praise God. Now, she'll get that and transfer that to me in a second. I'll pick that up. If this is your characteristic, then you are in Christ. If you have life and you actually possess it and you have it more abundantly and it's overflowing and it's in good measure and it feels good, you're in Christ. If things are getting stolen from you, if you feel like it's just killing you day by day and you're getting destroyed, then you're under the authority of the devil. I'm going to ask you, which one defines your life? Good morning, WCNO Lifeline.
Yes, I'm calling for prayer for my son. I really, really need prayer for him. He's not doing the right things and seems to only get into a lot of trouble.
Okay, excellent, excellent. What is your son's name?
Samuel.
Samuel?
Yes.
Beautiful. You have to touch and agree with me because here's what's going on. God gave us power over the enemy, which I was just about to get to, but you called, so I'm going to go there early. God gave us power over the devil, over all his wiles, over the spirit realm, but he didn't give us power over people. So you nor I have power over Samuel, but God will do everything in his power to pull him, touch him, speak to him, to start to change his heart, try to get his attention if there's people interceding on his behalf. So you and I, Mom, we're gonna touch and agree. We're going to intercede that God will start to pull him in the direction of the Lord, reach in the fire and start pulling him back, okay? Till Samuel sees the light and actually says, I need Jesus. That's when it'll change. But God will start to pull him as long as we'll tug on God's heartstrings. So let's do that, okay?
Amen. Thank you.
All right, listen, Father, we got a mom pulling up here. She's crying out for Samuel. Listen, if anybody knows this works, I know. Out there running dope for 25 years, Lord, I was so messed up, it wasn't even funny. But my mother kept praying to you until you reached in the fire one day and just snatched me out, set me still, and pulled me back. So I'm the perfect guy for her to call. I know this works. I know you'll get him. So, Father God, on behalf of Samuel, go after him right now, Father. We release your power to go after him. Devil, you've been put on check. Jesus is chasing Samuel. He's seeking such to worship him. He'll pull him back into the kingdom. And this mother will be joyful, and she'll glorify, and she'll testify of the goodness of God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you, young lady.
Thank you
for calling. Okay, God bless you. That's awesome. See how simple it is? God just wants you to talk to him, reach out to him. If you don't reach out, if you don't call and reach out to him, he can't do nothing for you. If you resist him, you know, she just did the right thing. She got a son out there messed up. She called and said, man, I need help. Let's agree. Let's touch God's heart. Let's start doing something about this. Do something about the devil in your life. Good morning, Debbie. See you on the Lifeline.
Good morning. I would like prayer for mental oppression.
Okay, you got it. Give me your name, please.
My name is Debbie.
Debbie. Now, I'm praying for you directly, right, Debbie?
Yes.
Good. Now, listen, let me say something real quick, Debbie. Hang on. This is different, folks. A minute ago, I had a mother who wanted me to pray for her son. We don't have power over people, but God has released the authority to touch and agree. So Debbie called up. Now that we're praying for her directly, and she's saying, I need help over mental stuff, it's different. Now we have the authority because she's calling asking, see? See, now God will enter in and do because she's allowing him to come in and do things for her. Debbie, great situation to be in. Ready? We're going to touch and agree on this. We're going to seek the throne room, and you got to get in your word. You got to start reading your word a little more heavy to start letting it come in and start resetting the neurons and the way your brain waves work. You need the word to transform your mind, okay?
Okay.
All right. Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus on behalf of Debbie. She's having mental situations. The devil's attacking her mentally. Lord, we got to put a stop to this. Now, she's here calling, asking out. She's crying out for help. So she's in agreement. She wants the Holy Spirit to come down. She wants Jesus to move into her life and take over. She wants her mind restored. She wants the devil to be removed from her. So with that on the table, there's nothing to do but open up and let you in. So we say right now, thank you, thank you. And your word says that you'll be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is that perfect work of God. So now she's going to get in your word. This is the proof that she's hungry for you, Lord. She'll get in that word and start reading. That word will come in and start to transpose. Now your spirit, because Jesus said, my word is spirit and my word is life. My word is spirit and my word is life. John 6:63, folks, look it up. Now, according to that word, it'll come in, Debbie. It'll start to transform your mind, your thinking, your heart, and you can be made a brand new woman and be made whole in the name of Jesus if you'll let the word work on your behalf. Don't hinder the word. Father, we thank you that we have the power through the Spirit to pray for these such things. In Jesus' name, amen. You got it, Debbie? Read your word.
Yes, thank you so much.
Listen, I want to hear from you. TryLifeline@gmail.com, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Please. All right, thank you so much. God bless you. Oh, Father, that's awesome. We thank you. Listen, we're getting short on time. I'm going to run through this teaching real quick. Got just a few minutes. That's awesome, though. That's what we're here for. All right, what I'm teaching is great, but the people getting help is what God wants. Angels are rejoicing right now. She's been set free from the mental attacks of the enemy. Satan, I just tell you right now, in the name of Jesus, you're gone. You get out of her and you leave her alone. You leave her alone in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you. The Bible says resist the devil and he will flee. Now, I asked you a minute ago, Which one of these lives are you? Are you the one that's getting killed, stolen from, destroyed, or things just picking you to pieces? Then you're under demonic authority. It's clear. The Bible gives you two scenarios. Which one applies to your life? Look at your life and decide, man, he's right. I'm not in the blessing. I'm not sitting here actually possessing life. It's not overflowing in my life. Okay? Now look, Jesus came to destroy the devil for you. But if you're not a child of God, if you're not one like Debbie who just called up and sincerely and said, Jesus, I turn it over to you. I make you the Lord of my life. The minute you open your mouth and you mean that, he can come in and do all the different works in your life. He can resist that devil. He can knock his head off for you. Then you'll never experience a devil-free life. If you don't do that, you'll never experience a devil-free life. Jesus called it an abundant life, one which is free from being stolen, killed, or destroyed. I know this is not a popular subject, but I got to tell you this. Now, John chapter 10, okay? In this same address, Jesus says these words four times. He says, I am the door. I am the door. I, Jesus Christ, am the door. The way you come and you knock and you open and you come into me, I'll take care of it and I'll show you how to work it from there. But if you don't come to me, I can't help you. I can't make you love me. By me, he said, if any man enter in, he or she shall be saved. What are you waiting for? The car here and let the devil know he's been fired and there's been a restraining order put up in his place. Devil, you're fired out of my life, and there's a restraining order in heaven by Jesus Christ that you can't come mess with me no more. If you want to visit my home, devil, you'll have to call Jesus, the judge, and ask him to remove the restraining order because I am tired of it. I'm tired of my husband's health failing. I'm tired of things coming at me. I'm tired of my finances not working. I'm tired of it. Now the authority of heaven is now in place toward you. John, 1 John 3:8. I'm just going to reword now real quick. Got a few minutes left. 1 John 3:8, for this purpose was the Son of Man manifest. All right, for this purpose was Jesus Christ coming that he might destroy the works of the devil for you and I. Look it up, 1 John 3:8. That's the purpose he came to destroy the works of the devil. Once you know this, the devil no longer has authority over you. Verse 23 of that same area says this. This is the commandment that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. He throws in the love one another. It's kind of a check and balance. If you'll believe on my name and start walking in my ways, then you'll have love for one another. Once you have love for one another, you know you're in Christ. You can otherwise not ever obtain that except you be in Christ. Jesus is the only one who can destroy the devil for you. You need to let him. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. You'll no longer walk by the devil's lies, but shall have life. Listen, make Jesus the Lord of your life right now. Let your light so shine when you accept him, start living in his word. Let your light so shine before men that they will see your new life and glorify your Father in heaven. Okay? Listen, I got to sign off here in a minute, so let me give you some stuff. TryLifeline@gmail.com. You need to be using that. Dr. Bob is brilliant, 40 years in the word, walked through all kinds of scenarios, raised a heathen like me. You don't think you're going to fool this guy. I put him through everything. I tried this guy. I trained him. I should charge you, Pop. Hey, listen, that's some good training you had. Try Lifeline. Sorry. I got myself choked up on that. It was so funny. if you knew how bad it really was, you'd laugh your tail off, too. TryLifeline@gmail.com. The lady in the radio station with me, knowing me all my life, she's over here busted. She's cracking up because I did put Pop through some serious training ground. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Lifeline, box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Hey, man, we need your seed. God needs your seed. Listen, if you're sowing somewhere, you're not sure if your seed's doing the right thing, or you're not sure if you should be going there, pray about it. Say, Lord, can I sow into the Lifeline? I mean, we will pray over your seed. Not only are we grateful to get it, it'll keep us on the air. We'll keep bringing you the word of God. We'll keep helping people. But we'll pray over your seed. Lifeline, box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Don't forget to email. This is free advice from one of the best, most spiritual people I know. TryLifeline@gmail.com. This is Landon at Lifeline. I love you. It's not too late to call. I'll hang around for a few minutes. You better get in your word. Jesus loves you, wants to help you.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.